We're doing brachos, daf yud dalet amud beis, three lines before the lines get white. Rav, mashi yadei, Rav washed his hands, v'kara kriyat shema, and then he read shema, v'anach tefillin, and then he donned his tefillin, u'matzli, and then he prayed. Okay, so this is a quote, and from this quote we're going to be very busy now. V'heichi avidachi, how do you do a thing like that? V'atanya, the braisa says, achofer kuch lemet. If someone's burying a kuch, I don't know how you call it in English, they'd make those graves in the walls of caves. That's called a kuch. What's it called in English?
Wall cave.
No.
I don't know.
Ah, I know this sentence.
Right. Hachofer kuch lemet bekever patur mikriyat shema umin atfilah umin atfilin umikol mitzvot haamurot b'Torah. He's patur from everything. Now this braita is about to say something that contradicts itself. Wait, the Gemara is going to ask it. So we just said he's absolved from the obligation, he's also the mitzvah, we already know this concept, we actually derive it from Kriya Shema, that b'shivtcha v'seicha, to the exclusion of one who's active doing a mitzvah, osik b'mitzvah, one who's busy with one mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, is patur, is absolved from the obligation of doing another mitzvah, so he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema, pray, doing tefillin, or all other mitzvahs of the Torah. He gives zman kriyat shema, says the braisa, so when zman kriyat shema comes, it should have said he keeps working, it doesn't say that, it says, ole, he comes out of the grave, Notel yadav, he washes his hands. Maniach tefillin, he dons his tefillin. Korek kriyat shema, reads shema. Umitpalel. And then he davens shmon esrei. Haguf akasha. The Gemara says, wait a second. This in itself is difficult. Reish amar patu. The first sentence says, he doesn't have to say any of this. V'sei v'chayav, and then you finish off by telling me he does have to say all this. Ha lo kasha. That's not a question. Sei v'betrei v'reish abechad. The end of the braisa says like this. And if there were two who were working, so then he could leave his friend to keep digging, and he goes out, and he does Shema, Tefillin, Shmon Esrei. Then he goes back to work, and his friend goes up and does his. So Seifa, the conclusion of the braisa is Betrei, when you have two workers. The Reisha, and the beginning of the braisa is Bechad, when there's only one worker. Mikol makom kasha l'rav. Nonetheless, this is difficult to Rav, because in the braisa it clearly says you wear tefillin before you say Shema, and Rav would say Shema and then put on his tefillin. Answers the Gemara, Rav k'Rav Yeshua ben Korcha svira lei. Okay, Rav's going to go like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. We said in the Mishnah, Rav Yeshua ben Korcha says, our sages instituted to first read Shema, because that's all Machos Shemaim. And then Vayom Shemoa, because that's all mitzvos. So that's what he did. He said Shema, that's all Machos Shemaim. Then he put on his tefillin, okay, that's mitzvos. So he holds like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, that says on Machos Shemaim, t'chida v'chakach ol mitzvot. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Right? Yehuda doesn't work for Yehuda, and he's right. Eimel dama Rav Yeshua ben Korcha lakdim kriya lekriya. Rav Yeshua ben Korcha was talking about which parasha comes first. What does that have to do with the price of tea? Kriya la'asiyah mishamid le. When did Rav Yeshua ben Korcha ever discuss how you read, how you perform? It's two different things. It's mixing apples and oranges. Okay, v'tu, and furthermore, misavar lek Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Does Rav really hold like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha? Okay, so we'll finish and then we'll come back to this. Na'amar Rav Chiya Barashi, but Rav Chiya Barashi quotes the following. He says like this: Zimnin Sagin Havikeim Nakamei Rav. Many times I was by Rav, I was learning by him from many. Sagi means much, enough, or many. Sagi, guys, where are your notebooks? You guys start having a dictionary. Write down words to review. Sagi, much, enough, or many. Zimin sagin, many times. Havi kaimna, I was present, I was standing. Kamei de Rav, in front of Rav, which is an indication that he was a disciple. When it discusses that he was kamei, that he was in front of, it means he was there as a disciple.
As opposed to?
Huh? Havuyat ve'ba'adadi, they were sitting together.
Where it says, I was in the Beit Midrash, ki be...
Beit Midrash, in the Academy of so-and-so, and usually
also,
means...
Talmud also? No,
usually, that's a Rosh Hashiva, he's a Talmud, but not necessarily.
But Kameh is always...
Kameh, that's a diuk you can see in Rav Shri Aragon, it seems that way. He doesn't spell it out, but that's the way it seems from Yigez Rav Shri Aragon. So he says, many times I was in front of Rav, umakdim, and he'd get up early, umashi yadei, and he'd wash his hands, umevarech, and he'd make berchas Torah, he'd bless on the mitzvah of learning Torah, umatnilan pirkin, and then he'd teach us our chapter of Torah. So you see, he did the mitzvah first. You're telling me that according to Rav Yishuv ben Karachal, you do all machos shamayim, and then mitzvahs. Here you have a quote. The Rav himself first did mitzvahs. He taught us the chapter. Umanach tefillin. And then he put on tefillin. So you see, that's asiyah. That same example. He put on his tefillin first. Vadakari kriyat shema. And only afterwards he read shema. So how come here we have a quote that Rav first read shema and then put on his tefillin? Vichi teima. Maybe you'll tell me b'delo matazman kriyat shema. That the reason that when Rav Chiya Barashi was present, he did it in this order, was because it was too early to read Shema. Imken ma'asadite de Rav Chiya Barashi. So then what's Rav Chiya Barashi quoting me? Why is he giving me his testimonial? If he couldn't have read Shema, so then there's nothing you could learn from the order.
He could have read Shema, but he could put on tefillah.
Yeah. Answers the Gemara, la puke memanda amal mishnah tzich levarech. Why not?
Kriyat Shema is from Melot HaShachar.
Zman Kriyat.
Okay. And Tefillin is?
Tefillin is from when you can see between the differences between whatever.
The Diabat, but even so, it's at the same, at the very least, it's at the same time. What does that mean?
Fine. So you guys have a good question.
Okay. Tell us what say. Tell us about...
No. Yeah. No, Tosa.
I remember asking this question. We learned this question also.
You guys really hold it's a question? Okay, let's continue.
Well, wait, it's not a question.
Maybe after we finish, we'll discuss it.
Can I take Kriyat Shema? I think it's a question.
When are you supposed to read Shema? Yeah.
From Melot HaShachar until the
ideal time is right before Nitz.
Okay, very good. So it's not that he—it's not that he couldn't; it's that he didn't want to. He wanted to wait for the ideal time.
What?
You're saying that he wanted to wait for the ideal time.
Okay. Fine. So you could explain like that. Fine. What's the Lashon? Lo mata zman kriyat shma. The time of kriyat shma. Okay. You can say like that. No, because I don't think you have to say like that. But okay. Let's move forward. So the Gemara says, that's not a question. Maybe what Rav Chiya Barashi was coming to teach me is, lapukei memanda amar lemishnah tzich levarech, to the exclusion of the opinion that says you don't have to make a bracha on learning Mishnah, kamashmanan daf lemishnah nami tzich levarech, that even when he taught us Mishnayis, he'd make berchas Torah before teaching us. So okay, but bottom line, we didn't answer the question. Here you see he put on tefillin and then read Shema. And earlier we said that Rav read Kriya Shema and then put on tefillin. Mikol makom kasha. Nonetheless, the question still stands. Kasha le Rav seems to be a contradiction in what Rav did. Answers the Gemara, no. Rav Chiya Barashi is telling you a quote, Zimnin Sagin, many times. This was Rav's ordinary practice, that he'd first don tefillin and then read Shema. But that one time where we're telling you it happened that Rav read Kriya Shema and then put on tefillin, in that instance, Shluchahu David, The messenger messed up. He sent someone to get his tefillin, and the guy showed up too late. Rav sees, hey, it's time to read Shema, and I don't want to miss my nates. So he says Shema. Without his tefillin, what's he going to do? He's going to miss Man Kriya Shema. So he says Shema. Then the guy shows up with his tefillin, so he quickly puts it on and says his Shmona Esrei. But really, you're right. The correct order, the way Rav always did it was, he'd first put on tefillin, then read Shema, then say Shmona Esrei. Okay, now, if you guys really want an answer to your question, then you have to do homework. Look up the halacha from when you could put on tefillin, and then we'll talk. Wherever you want.
Go to all Yitzchak, they have it on their list. They have
it
on their list.
Look up the halacha. So take out a Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Brura, look it up, and then we'll talk.
Mishnah Brura also?